The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and the show is brought to you by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, serving the Siouxland community since 1894. Let me introduce my co-host, Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer of Boys and Girls Home. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you living?
I'm living the dream.
I love it. I love it. I'll tell you, it's great. You know, we've dedicated 2023 to families.
Yes.
And the stress that they are facing daily. Today, we have a special treat for you. Brenda, would you please introduce today's guest and our topic?
I would love to. So today we have with us three people from Girls, Inc. Their wonderful smiling faces are here to tell us all about the great things they do. We have Kim, Ariana, and Olivia. So I'm going to let them kind of say hi to you and a little bit about themselves. Go ahead, Kim.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kim, and I am from Girls, Inc., from the 6 and Up group. I really love Girls Inc. and I've been going there ever since I was 8, and this is also one of the most exciting things I've ever done before, and I really, really love Cheeto Puffs.
Hi, my name's Ariana. I'm also in the 6 and Up group. I'm a very artsy person, but I'm very excited to be here and do this podcast with everyone.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Olivia with Girls Inc. I'm the program director. I'm pretty much happy and excited to be here. And I hope you all are having a great morning.
Okay, great. Well, welcome. We're certainly glad to have you here. Love it when we have younger people come in and talk to us about how they see things or what they're doing. As we get older, you know, we don't know about it. You got to keep us up to speed with this stuff. So with that, let's start our show. And I got a question for you today is looking at our topic. Olivia, could you start off with your role at Girls Inc.?
Yes. So I'm the program director. I pretty much oversee the day-to-day activities, and I'm in charge of all of the programming that the girls get to do. It's fun to be behind the scenes and kind of be the person that kind of sets things up and make sure that they have the right programs that they need to participate in. I've been with Girls Inc. for 6 years now, and it's truly a life-changing program, and I love it.
Yeah, it's a great organization, I'll tell you. Let's talk about the mission of Girls Inc. What's their purpose?
Yeah, so our purpose and our mission is inspiring all girls to be strong, smart, and bold. We pretty much exercise that every single day with our activities, with our engagement. It's pretty much our motto, what we stand strictly for, just making sure that these girls are prepared for the future and have the courage and confidence to step outside of the box and to truly just be successful.
Olivia, you give them a great role model to follow, so we're glad that you're here. Let's talk about some of your programs that you're putting out this year. I know summertime comes up, and let's talk about some of the things that you girls are interested in. Kim, you want to start us off?
Yes, one of the programs that Miss Olivia has programmed for us was Toolbox. Toolbox this year was very fun. It's about going to careers that females are this age are going to, because not everyone thinks that women should be in the police force, the military force, firefighter force, because of this stereotypical time that a lot of people think. But Girls Inc. does not believe that, and believe that we could do anything that we believe in.
I love it. What a great, great model, I'll tell you. Unbelievable. Ariana, anything you want to say to that?
I really like In Our Hands because it teaches girls to be interested in leadership, and it teaches us that all of us can be leaders, no matter what race, ethnicity, or anything, that every girl or boy, anyone, can be a leader.
That is absolutely fantastic and time for a change.
You know, Art, I am so impressed with these two young girls. I mean, I wish when I was that age, I had something like this. To hear you girls talk so eloquently and be fired up and just really recognize the world is yours. That's just awesome. And that's really because of Girls Inc. That's amazing. Great job.
I'm out still, along with Brenda Geisinger and our guests from Girls Inc. We have Kim, Ariana, and Olivia. And you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. So let's continue our discussion with our guests from Girls Inc. Ladies, let's talk about today's topic. You're in a very tough world. You do a lot of things positively. And where are you with mental health? You're a very basic understanding of mental health. Kim?
My basic of mental health is, like, it's going great for me because I think that right now I have nothing to worry about and I am living to the fullest. There are times where I don't feel happy, or sometimes I get insecure of myself and feel like I can't do well in life. However, my inner protection tells me that that is not true and that you just need to practice on how to think positive. That is why I have a smile on my face every day.
Oh, I love it. Smiles are contagious. Ariana?
My mental health is so-so, but I've been trying to make it better, and it's been working. I've been trying to surround myself with my friends and everything, which has been pretty much working. And my basic understanding on mental health is that it's like how you treat yourself and like your attitude that you have towards others, not towards others, but to yourself, and like how you treat yourself.
That's a great place to start. You start with you, and then you work out from there. You know, one of the things that's important is getting back out and connecting with people. During the pandemic, we were all inside, and we relied upon social media. But do you see a problem there in reconnecting with people, Kim?
The problem with reconnecting after pandemic is that no one really has the sensibility to touch others again or like contact others because of the virus that has been going around a few years back and maybe today too. A lot of people think that you must keep yourself safe from other people. That is why everyone stays in their home or in a secured place. However, that means that they do not get to interact with people physically and mentally as well. Even though you have the media to text or message someone on, you don't see them face to face, which can damage your mental health.
Oh, Ariana?
Well, many people get very anxious after the COVID because they might be paranoid about getting the virus. Also, many people changed during COVID-19, so meeting someone again might be different because they might have changed while they were on social media because they've been pressured to be changing themselves to be someone else so that they fit in with everyone else.
That's a great answer. It's been a problem for everybody, adults included. We just kind of pull back, so now it's important. We need each other. We need to socialize. We have to touch each other. So I'd love to hear what you girls are saying, because that was a tough time for everybody. When it gets down to the youth, things kind of like slide down in families, and you're kind of reacting to everything going on. And it was a scary time for a lot of people, and I think we came out of it okay, but now we got to reconnect and get back with everybody. Let me ask you this. You got a program at Girls Inc. that you like the best? Kim?
That would probably be Toolbox. Last year, we did a electrical, plumbing, and crafting, including air conditioning as well. And I love building, and I wish to be an architect when I get older because it's one of the things that I enjoy, including the math to it as well.
I bet you'll be a great architect too and a great team player. Ariana?
I think I'd also have to say Toolbox, but more for this year. I like seeing how Girls Inc. is trying to inspire other girls to be doing different jobs than what girls are usually supposed to be doing. Or not supposed to, but stereotypically. And I actually do kind of want to work in the law enforcement, so seeing this makes me more inspired to be working in there to help others to be more safe later on in life.
We have a great example here in Sioux City. We have a great police department. They stay well trained. They're on top of it. Great community involvement with Sergeant Gill. So I know you met a lady officer, Officer Rose, and she's very inspiring. You know, she gets you going, and you're right. What are the barriers? You know, you can overcome them and you put people in it. I'm so glad to hear you saying this. This is real important as we go forward. We're coming up on our break right now, so we want you to go and have another cup of coffee, orange juice, whatever. Just sit there and chill. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 95.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with our guest from the Girls Inc. Organization. We have Olivia, the program manager, Kim and Ariana, and of course, the world-famous Brenda Geisinger sitting right here with me, and we're going to start the second half of our show with some questions about going forward. We've talked about your personal mental health. How do you see the group around us, you that you hang with? What do you see?
From what I see from my perspective, I cannot tell from my eyes, but I can look through the emotions and expressions they express. I may not know clearly, but I can tell that some people feel insecure about themselves or in my friend area. And I also feel that some people are really happy. In my perspective, I think that they're pretty much okay, but there are some girls that do need to reach out for help about their mental health, because I know that I try to help them, but I know that I am not a trained professionalist, I try to help them reach someone who knows about more of this than I do.
You know, you hit a good point there, Kim. You can't tell. It's not like you get a rash or you walk around with a cast. You can't tell, and you touched on that. It's very hard to tell. You have to look at their actions and what they're doing. Ariana?
Well, looking around and seeing my friends, some of them are struggling more, but they sometimes like to make jokes out of how they're struggling. And in my opinion, I kind of don't think that's okay. To be struggling and making jokes about that isn't okay. You should be, no offense, but I feel like you should be trying to find help to make sure you can get out of that hole, so you can make sure that your mental health is doing better and that you can improve your well-being.
So it all starts with you, the desire that you want to get yourself better, and there's a lot of help out there, primarily in your friends. Olivia, what do you see as a group down there in overall mental health condition?
Overall, I think the girls are doing okay. I do try to keep an eye out for just certain things, because like you all said, mental health has no look. Sometimes you can tell, sometimes you really can't tell. So I think it's all a matter of just staying in touch, being engaged with the girls, and kind of, you know, making sure that they're okay, and just pretty much checking in with people just to make sure that they're doing all right.
That's great. You know, it takes a team, and I think I don't like being isolated. I need people. I think we all look at that. How much you need people to help me, to keep me on the straight and narrow, and also someone you can talk to. We all have to have that person or that place we go to where we talk to ourselves, and, you know, we're strong, and we'll get through this. But, you know, when I started my job here, I sat with my staff, and I said, you know, there's a book out there. Everything I learned in kindergarten. I'll never forget the number one rule. We do this as a staff. You look both ways and hold hands before you cross the street. That works. And that's kindergarten. And here you are, ladies, saying the same thing later on. It's about team. About, you got to care about the other person. And we kind of get away from that. So I want to talk about you two young ladies and how you view your future moving forward, and how women are viewed. And what do you think you need to change? Kim?
All right. So here's a point of view of mine. I like to play basketball a lot, and for men, that's very stereotypical for a woman to be playing basketball, because it's supposed to be for men specifically, but however, I think that's the opposite. At my school, I was one day playing basketball with my two friends. I am defense as a guard, and I stole the ball. This boy decided to hit me in the face on purpose just to steal the ball away from me. I was then asked the teacher why that happened, because just because I'm a girl, I guess I have to be hit. I'd never seen that with any other boy, so why did I have to specifically? Then I realized that this is just stereotypical, so I decided to not be upset anymore and move on, even if someone hits me in the face again. Because I know even if they hit me in the face, I know I'm still going to keep on playing, because it's something I enjoy.
Well, you're a competitor. You got to figure it out early. This is really good. Anything you want to add, Ariana?
Well, girls, I don't like how girls have been being treated, because many boys, a lot of moms say or parents say that, oh, if a boy hits you or if they being mean to you, that means they like you, which shouldn't be true, because we shouldn't be normalizing any type of like assault or abuse, because normalizing that isn't good. So let's say a boy hits a girl, then that's going to be considered love if it's a little boy. So I don't think that's good.
Again, it's just so impressive that you guys have such positive self-esteem and you recognize some of those barriers that women face and you're ready to take it and overcome it. And it's just so exciting to see women and young girls just rising and being confident and knowing that we have a voice and we can do anything, what career we want and what aspirations we have, and knowing how to stand up for what's just not right. But the key thing that you guys mentioned before is the mental health and connecting and being true to yourself is all part of that as well. So you're spot on. It's very encouraging and you have such a bright future ahead of you. You guys do amazing work at Girls Inc. Obviously, to hear them vocalize all those things is quite incredible.
You're very well done, very well presented. Kim, I like women's basketball. I watched the end of the WNBA, and I got a couple of players I like there a lot. And wasn't it great this past year with the NCAA championships, and we had Caitlin Clark to watch? Did you see those games, in the playoffs, the women's championship?
Sort of. Eating Cheeto Puffs at the same time.
She did a great role, though, I'll tell you, in projecting women can play. And she got the nation's attention on that, too, so that's great. Let me ask you something about your summer programs. You have a chance to get into, I know you did the police work, you've been there, you're in the radio station today, but you ever think about going into radio or TV, or if you're playing basketball, you'll be there, but Kim?
All right, so I think radio is very fun to do, especially since I did this twice now. I think you could probably... This could probably be one of my side gigs for fun if I'm ever bored or ever need something to talk about to people. And I know as I get older, I will have many journeys ahead of me. At the same time, maybe I could come here and express how it goes off too.
You know, Ariana, you mentioned art. And one of our students, one of our clients, she had a talent in art, and she did our Christmas card last year that we sent out. So tell me about your art interest. What would you like to do, go to?
Well, I think I might be working in fashion designing, because I've seen that many kids struggle with clothes because sometimes they don't enjoy clothing designs or like the fabric. So I've been focusing on maybe making my art towards blueprints and making more clothes for kids so that they feel more comfortable and breathable.
Well, these are all good things, and you know, follow your dream, do what you want to do. Would you Olivia, like to talk about some of the successes you've had at Girls Inc.?
Yes, I am super excited for the group of teens we have this year. We have girls in grades 6 all the way up to 11th grade. It's an awesome group. They're very mature. They come in every day ready to learn. That's one of my successes from this summer. We have about 180 girls that are registered and attending this summer, so that is awesome.
Wow, that's great.
Yes. I'm also excited and impressed with Toolbox, just for this being our second year and seeing how the girls react to it, seeing them actually be engaged and having fun and actually talking about it amongst their peers and being able to inspire them has truly been a success of ours as well.
And you are a great role model for them. So there you go. You got a good person there. Well, I'll tell you, summer's going to go by fast with all the activities you have here. So this is good. We're coming up towards the end of our show, and every week we end our show with a little joke. Medicine is good for the soul, so we'll have a little laughter for you. And here we go. Did you hear about the weightlifting vegetable? He was a muscle sprout.
What?
Well, there you go. It's been fun. I want to thank our guest today from Girls Link, Thank you, Olivia, for bringing two wonderful young ladies by. And I certainly want to thank Kim and Ariana. And I want to wish you guys the absolute best. You got it. You got the package. You know, as an outsider looking in, you got it. So go for it and follow your dreams and use your help. I want to thank Brenda for your help today. Also, our listening audience. When things aren't going well, we'll be back next Saturday morning. And we're going to talk about seniors and mental health. Don't forget the Stuff Store. New and improved. Stuff is open right now and great sales going on. So come on the Stuff. Also, Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we're hiring. So if you like to teach, if you like to come in and be a therapist, it's a great organization, great culture. And we're making and trying to do a lot of good for this community. Today was a great show. Shows like this are very uplifting because you see your future. And we are in good hands. You girls are so outstanding. And you lift the hopes of older people that we're in good hands as we go forward. So Kim and Ariana, I want to thank you all the best I can. And wherever help you ever need, you got someone you can call. And if you want to come back and learn about the radio show, we'll set that up for you and come in and talk with the producers and learn how to do this stuff if there's an interest there. So thank you very much. Olivia, thank you very much. Brenda, hey, folks, we'll see you next week right here when things aren't going well on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.